China's three-pronged response to Trump's Bitcoin plan to buy $1 billion worth of Bitcoin is going completely unnoticed. Today, we're going to expose why you need to be paying attention to the three things that just happened in China following Trump's election. And is this the start of the nation-state arms race to buy up more Bitcoin? So first, to start here, we have China now recognizing that Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, to a lesser extent, remains clarified to be personal property in China. Although it is still banned from businesses, meaning businesses cannot hold it on its balance sheet, cannot accept it for payment, China is now flipping the script a little bit here on Bitcoin, where it is now ruling that it is personal property. That means it's going to be treated differently. It's going to be taxed differently. And the crypto community, at least that's what they're highlighting here, including Bitcoin advocate Max Kaiser, is interpreting this as a significant shift in what China has been a growing Bitcoin influence. Now, another thing that happened that was absolutely monumental is Hong Kong's largest digital bank is now launching retail crypto trading. So it is a little bit of shitcoinery going on, but they're starting to recognize and start to come around to what it is of Bitcoin and digital assets. So Hong Kong, what is their relationship to China? You know, if you look at Hong Kong's relationship to China, they have this Stock Connect scheme, which links the Hong Kong Stock Exchange to the Chinese equities market. So it is also thought that Hong Kong plays sort of a shadow role when it comes to China, that China controls Hong Kong, and everything that happens in Hong Kong initially is started, or that is going to happen in China, is initially started in Hong Kong. So this is a very big move for Hong Kong's largest virtual bank to now launch a new service allowing retail users to buy and sell Bitcoin and Ethereum using fiat and using their bank accounts. This very thing brings a ton of new money and a ton of new eyeballs to Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency, to a lesser extent, market. But, you know, when did all of this start? When did China start to, you know, maybe flip the script a little bit of it? I think it all started when Hong Kong got the subtle nod from Beijing to show some crypto ambition there. And this was dated back in February 21 of 2023. So since that time, we had China ban Bitcoin mining. We've had China very strictly come down on Bitcoin and everything and throw a bunch of regulations on there. But Hong Kong is now starting to come around to it as well. And on top of that, we had Hong Kong launch some Bitcoin ETFs, which have been a major success. They've had now $2 billion worth of assets under management for the Hong Kong Bitcoin ETFs. Many were saying this would be the largest ETF launch behind the United States. And it seems like, you know, that was the initial start. So, you know, Hong Kong has been very friendly initially when it first launched, although the Hong Kong Stock Exchange does give Chinese investors access to that equity market. It was at first the Chinese were not allowed to invest in the Hong Kong Bitcoin ETF products. Now, China is starting to flip the script and show it as personal property, allow people to buy and sell Bitcoin, and Hong Kong is giving a lot of access to Bitcoin retail investors. So it is just the start here. And why do you think this all happened? I mean, I think it's very coincidental, the timing here, where we have China and the United States always vowing for a bunch of power and who would be the most powerful nation in the globe. So it comes, all of this comes shortly after Donald Trump was elected for president starting in 2025. And then we all know the story here that Big Donnie T, the orange man, is going all in on the orange coin here. And he's getting his crypto advisory council to set up a strategic Bitcoin reserve. And so countries around the globe are definitely keeping an eye on this, including local media in China. And I'm not going to try to play this for you. I don't understand a word that they're saying here. But and coincidentally, you cannot find the clip translated super much or so much in English. But, you know, the China's central television released a report covering that Bitcoin's latest record high and Trump's promise to create a strategic reserve. So, you know, the Bitcoin news is saying the geopolitical game theory is taking way in full swing. And I could not agree more here. It's all going to be vowing for power. Who can control and own the most Bitcoin, whether it's Bitcoin mining, whether it's purchasing up Bitcoin for a strategic reserve. Everybody around the globe is taking notice. Nation states are now definitely a part of that race, and they're going to be vying for the most amount of Bitcoin possible to see how they can, you know, build their strategic reserve and keep everything going. Now, how big is China potentially embracing Bitcoin? It's absolutely huge. So for those who don't know, China, second biggest economy in the world, a GDP of 17.8 trillion about, and that would make it's the second biggest GDP just behind the United States. But as you can see here, the United States and China are leaps and bounds in front of everybody else. The third biggest GDP is only $4 trillion there in Japan, which is four times less than China. So it's really United States and China are the two top dogs. Who's going to be vouching for that and getting the most Bitcoin exposure? It seems like it's an arm race. So China is very much keeping a very close eye on the whole situation that the U.S. plays about. But like I said, why do I think that it is the U.S. influencing what is going on in China and not anywhere else? Well, let's look at where China is located. China, obviously, very big Southeast Asia country. But what we got around here? We got Myanmar, we've got Laos, we've got the Kingdom of Bhutan, we've got India, we've got all these other big countries. Korea, North and South Korea, Japan, even Mongolia, all these other big giant countries. But why did I first point out Myanmar and the Kingdom of Bhutan? Well, earlier this year, it was found out that the Kingdom of Bhutan has been buying on-chain Bitcoin and mining millions of Bitcoin and has become one of the biggest Bitcoin holders in the world. And as a very small nation, they've been continuing to stack Bitcoin. But even with the proximity that they've had to China, nothing came about from the Kingdom of Bhutan. This little guy right here, you got to zoom in all the way just to get and see how big the Kingdom of Bhutan is comparatively to China. And China, seeing all this going on in Kingdom of Bhutan, did not implement them a big Bitcoin strategy. Now, on the flip side of things, you see Trump get elected. You see Trump, you know, start to plan a crypto advisory council and set up a Bitcoin strategic reserve. And then, you know, what happens? So this happened on November 21st, and there was rumblings of this happening right before. So on November 18th, right before Trump officially announced that he's going to get the Bitcoin strategic reserve, China changed its stance immediately on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency just shortly after Donald Trump got elected. But on the flip side of things, what was this other country that I mentioned here? Myanmar. Okay, why is this country important? Well, Myanmar actually adopt Tether as its official currency here not too long ago, updated in May of 2023, and it was published on December 13th of 2021. So Myanmar has been using Tether as a stable coin for almost 3 years now officially, and that has been a big influence. So, all these Southeast Asian countries have been using crypto and Bitcoin, you know, to start to develop a strategic plan for their entire country. Myanmar has been using Tether to avoid, you know, central banks and everything else, been utilizing that as its digital currency, as its currency of choice. Kingdom of Bhutan has been mining, but until the United States announced that it's going to build its strategic reserve, China did absolutely nothing. There was not a single thing done by China. You know, people weren't really paying too much attention. But now that the United States is getting into Bitcoin, you know, all the other nations around the globe are starting to pay attention. And I think that comes from a couple of different reasons. It comes from, you know, the ETFs launching in the United States, adding a little bit of validity to it, where now traditional finance is into it. You know, obviously Bukele in El Salvador plays in a very important role in this. And it's interesting that, you know, after Donald Trump got elected, Nayib Bukele was one of the only presidents to come and visit, or one of the first presidents to come and visit him and Javier Milei down in Argentina. So a lot of countries that are becoming more and more bullish on Bitcoin are starting to team up with the United States. And I think everybody around the globe is watching what is happening. I think it's very important that we all keep a very close eye on this and a close eye on what is going on in not only the United States, but also China, to see what is happening here. But, you know, like we said, I think it's going pretty unnoticed here. We had Bitcoin recently run up. But you know, we're seeing a little bit of a dip here, seeing it at 95,000, but not necessarily, going the run up on this China and strategic Bitcoin reserve news. After Trump got elected, we saw the nice little Trump bump, but here we've been seeing a little bit of a red day kind of floating around here. And it seems like the growing sentiment of Bitcoin is that it's going to float around this 95 to 99K prior to the year's end. But I mean, if you look at this past month, a lot can change, right? You know, we've seen in this past month alone, almost a 40% increase in the last 30 days. And I think that that trend will potentially continue. So although we are crab walking here, and all this bullish news is happening, a lot of nation states are adopting. I mean, I cannot stress this enough. We're getting a nation state FOMO coming in before our eyes. And I think 2025 is going to be the year of nation state FOMO. Like I lined out, United States having a Bitcoin strategic reserve, China. But we also, you know, I did a previous live stream on Brazil, and then we've got Canada, and we've got Poland, a Polish president, a presidential candidate coming and proposing a Bitcoin strategic reserve. So, you know, a lot of bullish news here going forward. And, you know, I see a few of you guys in the chat here. So Phil C saying my interviews rock. Really appreciate you tuning in and being a fan of the show. And shout out to Johnny in the chat, and as well as Lauren here. And, you know, as you guys are joining me, I think I'm speaking a lot about number go up and the technology and embracing all of this. But I think the true power of Bitcoin is being able to hold your own keys and properly store it. Stampseed is the industry standard on how to store your seed phrase. You don't want to have it on paper. You don't want to secure your entire generational wealth on a piece of paper. You want to keep it on something solid like titanium. You can get yourself a punch plate that has been absolutely battle tested from the top to the bottom. It's been dumped in acid. It's been left at the bottom of an ocean for a year's time. It's been left in snow. It's been done everything. But you can use promo code GREENCANDLE to get 15% off of your entire Stampseed punch plate kit, or just a separate kit if you want to store multiple seed phrases. You can do it all here. They've even got a cool Bitcoin metal stamp that I encourage you all to get. But if this seems like a daunting task to properly store your own seed phrase and properly use self-custody, you can visit my friends at thebitcoinway.com. Go to bitcoinway.com/greencandle. And you could set up an appointment. I'll give you guys a free 30-minute consultation by utilizing this. They're working around the clock. So if you don't see a good time for you, be sure to check out a later date. They've got people all over the globe looking to help you properly secure your Bitcoin, help you properly, you know, use the correct malware and everything along those lines. And also, you know, get to that proper Plan B Passport if you're looking to it. But, you know, I appreciate you guys all joining in here. We've also got Thriller Bitcoin asking, when 100K? I've got the bet going before the end of the year. So, I mean, I'm hoping for me and my spice tolerance that we get 100K before the end of the year. But I think it's going to be coming soon. I think there's a lot of catalysts coming and there's a lot of nation state adoption. So be sure to be tuned in. I appreciate you guys joining. Hit that like button. Hit the subscribe button. And we'll catch you guys all at the next one.